also Brahaspati here as any meaning to the planet Brahaspati.
Also.
And the Kartikeya is the avatar.
He is not the avatar.
No, the one supposed to be in the
manifestation.
Yes. Same
it's the same Kartikeya.
Can it also be that when transformation and devotion join together, then he becomes
the great karma yogi and therefore a great warrior?
Shiva and Parvati.
There are many meanings of it. This is one of the meanings you can attach. Actually, Puranic stories are symbolic. Under many circumstances, they can be interpreted in many ways. But this is one interpretation which is possible. Maharshinam Bhrguhu Aham. Among the great rishis, I am Bhrigu. As you know, Bhrigu is supposed to be the knower of past, present and future. A capacity which is specialized by the Maharshis. All Maharshis are Trikalajnanis. But a Maharshi who knows these three times fully and is able to narrate and to give to the world is a speciality of the manifestation of Bhrigu. Even now we have Bhrigu Sanhitas which are read by people in which future is, as it were, known, written down. And there are amazing examples. Even today when we read the Bhrigu Sanhita, something which you cannot normally explain at all. I have heard a very interesting account of a Bhrigu Sanhita from the former Chief Justice of India. I am giving his example because judges will not exaggerate or will not say something that is not justiciable, which is not evidenced. He said he went long ago to a Bhrigu Sanhita when he was a lawyer, and it was predicted there that he will become one day the chief of the Department of Justice in the country. He was a lawyer at that time. He had not gone into judiciary. Secondly, that he will have two sons and that the first son's horoscope will be as follows and the second son's horoscope will be as follows and both the horoscopes as narrated at that time came true. And he has direct evidence of both the horoscopes. The horoscope which was given in Bhrigu Sanhita many years before the children were born. Now when the children are born, one doesn't know. You cannot predict exactly at this hour a child will be born and whose horoscope will be like this. Now he himself has personally told me. So I have no reason to doubt it. He has also promised me that one day he will give me exactly the horoscopes of his two children, which are found in the Bhrigu Sanhita, and the exact horoscopes of these two children when they are born. They are exactly identical. So this is the knowledge which is supposed to have been given to mankind by Bhrigu. So even today we have some evidence of it, and some of the other lesser Bhrigu Sanhitas. There are many kinds of Bhrigu Sanhitas. There are many things which are true, some things which don't come true, that is true. But according to me, even if 5% comes true, it is amazing. Thousands of years ago, it has been able to tell you that exactly at this time, this will happen. That your name will happen to be beginning with such and such a letter. Things of this kind, really amazing. Such a knowledge exists in India. Even today, even though corrupted, diminished, in many ways, you might say almost lost, but still existing. So, Maharshinam Bhrguhu Aham. Giram asmi ekam aksharam. Among the speeches, I am the world letter, first letter, which is A. Yajjanam japa yajjosmi. Among sacrifices, I am japa yajja. There are many sacrifices. But among them, Shri Krishna gives the highest position to japa yajja. This is because when you are completely devoted to the divine, nothing remains to be done for you or by you. Everything is done by the divine. Then what remains for you? Excepting kirtayantaha. You always do kirtana of the divine. That is all that remains to be done. You are full of love. And for the lover, there is nothing greater than to repeat the name of the beloved all the time. There is no moment when you cannot be away from the memory of the beloved. Therefore, japa yajja is the highest of yajjas. Sthavaranam Himalayaha. Among all the stable things in the world, I am Himalaya. Ashwattaha Saravrikshanam. Among all the trees, I am Ashwattha tree. Devashrinam cha Naradaha. Among all the rishis, among the gods, I am Narada. Gandharvanam Chitraratha. Among the Gandharvas, there is another kind of invisible beings. Gandharvas, I am Chitraratha. Siddhanam Kapilo Munihi. Among those who have realized the divine, those munis who have realized the divine, among them I am Kapila. Kapila is supposed to be the originator of Sankhya philosophy. Uchaihi Shavasam Ashwanam. Among all the horses, I am Uchai Shavasa. He is supposed to have come out of the churning of the ocean by the gods and the demons. While they were churning, so many things came out. Among them was Uchaihi Shavas, a kind of a horse. Mam Amrita Udbhavam. You understand that I am that Uchai Shravas who has arisen out of Amrita Udbhavam. Out of nectar he was born. Airavatam Gajendranam. Among the elephants, you know that I am Airavata. As you know, Airavata is supposed to have seven trunks. Naranam cha Naradhipam. Among men, I am the king. Ayudhanam aham vajram. Among all the weapons, I am thunderbolt, the vajra. Dhenunam asmi kamadhuk. Among all the cows, I am the kamadhenu. Prajanascha asmi kandarpaha. Among all the agents of birth, I am Kamadevaha. Sarpanam asmi Vasukihi. Among all the serpents, I am Vasuki. That is the chief of all the Nagas. Anantascha asmi Naganam.